A statewide coronavirus relief program has helped more than 9,600 Florida households with rent and mortgage payments. And more money is available to grow that number through the end of the year. I'm Valerie Crowder. Local housing offices across the state are still taking rent and mortgage assistance applications from residents who've lost income due to the pandemic. Director Trey Price says it's important for renters who are behind with their payments to seek assistance before a federal halt on evictions expires.
Just because you don't pay doesn't mean that it's not owed. And so if and when the eviction moratorium runs out, I think at this point it's January 1st, all that money is going to be owed and eviction is going to start again. That's going to start in earnest. What we're trying to do is get those folks who have been affected by COVID to be squared up with their accounts before the eviction moratorium runs out, whether that's sooner or later.
Price says all renters who need help can get it regardless of income. As for homeowners, he says some mortgage lenders have stopped requiring payments during the pandemic.
There are some people who their mortgage holders will not do that. Those are primarily the folks that we're trying to target. People who cannot go into forbearance because their mortgagers are not doing that.
Florida Housing has distributed $115 million to cities and counties across the state. The money comes from the state's $250 million Federal CARES Act fund for housing. Price says residents can apply for help paying past due rent and mortgage bills at their local housing office through December 30th. For WFSU News, I'm Valerie Crowder in Panama City.